Good morning. I've only seen your hotel from the outside, but I must admit it's caught my eye straight away. Beautiful architecture that perfectly matches with even more beautiful countryside. Tell me, how did you get hold of it?
I built it.
And where did you get the money?
I earned it.
I hope you're not going to be that brief throughout our discussion.
Certainly not, but you asked me simple questions, so I gave you simple answers. I've been doing business with high-end clothes for decades. I own a network of shops selling world-famous brands, and all of that is earning me good money. At a certain point, a large amount of money had gathered in my accounts, and I started thinking about what I could invest it in.
So it occurred to you that you could build a hotel?
Yes. It was my dream since childhood, and my family has historic links with this location. My grandparents were born here, and I often went to see them when I was a little boy. Even my parents grew up here. When you lean out of the window, you'll see the house where I was born. Nowadays, it looks like a weekend cottage.
Why am I actually here? You have a thriving business, selling the finest clothes, and you have a hotel you built using your own funds. I suppose without any bank loans.
You're right. I don't have any loans, and the clothes still sell well. But the hotel lags behind. In winter, it's okay. We usually fall, well, unless it rains instead of snowing. But for the rest of the year, we more or less struggle.
What exactly do you mean by the word struggle?
Put simply, we're losing money. We spend what we earn during the winter.
So your childhood dream is slowly turning into a nightmare?
Yes. I realised that only after the hotel was built.
What did you realise?
That I would have to continue to dedicate my time, particularly to my shops and the clothes business. After all, that's what I owe my success to.
And that you wouldn't have time to manage the operations in your hotel, right?
Exactly.
And do you at least have some background as a restaurateur or hotelier, so that you can advise your staff from time to time?
I studied engineering at Technical College.
I get it. So you can stand in the long line of business suicides, who, when they don't know what to do with their money, try to make their dreams come true no matter how crazy they are, and they throw money out of the window instead of reinvesting it in their current business and expanding it in a strategic way.
I'm aware of that by now, too. But what should I do?
Sell the hotel.
Yeah, I've thought of that, but it's impossible. I'm involved with everything here, and I have my private reasons for keeping it. Could we come up with something else?
I'm sorry to say, but this is not the right attitude. Nostalgia, emotions, and success don't go well together in business. Let's first try to find out where the problem is. As we've agreed, don't tell anything to the staff so that they think I'm a tourist here. My wife and I are going to spend some time there, and I suggest we meet in this restaurant tomorrow at 3.
Fine. But I'm already feeling a bit nervous about all this.
My wife and I got in the car, drove a couple of hundred yards, and headed with our luggage to the reception. We had no idea what funny and at times horrendous experiences we were going to have.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our hotel. Do you have a booking with us?
Yes, we did it online, so you should find us on your computer.
Perfect. I'll look it up. Just hold on, please. This PC is so slow. What a piece of garbage. Come on, you heap of... Pardon my French.
That's okay. I have the same problem all the time. Before you find us in that, heap of junk, my wife has been looking forward to her Thai massages for weeks. She found on your website that you offer genuinely invigorating ones. She plans to meet me only at breakfast and dinner, so she can spend the rest of the time here in the wellness centre. She's really looking forward to it.
I'm so sorry, but unfortunately, our wellness center is closed. But if you like, I can arrange a masseuse to come to your room.
What? We're bang in the middle of the summer season. The hotel is not exactly crowded, judging by the number of cars in the car park. But we're obviously not the only ones here, and you close down the biggest attraction that you have. Well, besides the countryside around here. When it rains, like today, what exactly are we supposed to do for entertainment?
I do apologize, but most of the employees from the wellness center have gone on holiday. That's also why I've had to have the swimming pool drained.
Excuse me? So, if I've understood correctly, you are the receptionist, and you run the hotel too?
Well, I'm actually its manager. I was a receptionist before I was promoted, and now I only stand in for my colleagues at the reception desk when needed.
Well, that's something. It's none of my business, but can you tell me how long you've been working here?
No problem. I've been here for almost 6 months.
Aha. And if I may dare ask, do you have any experience or background in running hotels?
Actually, I studied to become a professional chef.
Now I understand.